And we continue on the PM Sports page. I'm Cole Cook, and we're set to talk with the Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Cole Hours of the IMS soccer team. Cole, congratulations on the honors for this week, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So, obviously coming off a big weekend for IMS, conference champs, three big wins. You were a big part in that as well. One game on Saturday, you had six goals altogether for the tournament. Just talk about the recent play by your team. It seems like you're really getting hot at the right time.
Yeah, it seems like lately we've been getting on the right track, going towards the postseason. We've been starting to play better and more as a team, which is sort of what you want to see as the postseason comes up.
Talk about that big one on Saturday. West Burlington, Notre Dame, obviously you won later the championship against Columbus, but able to beat number 10 in the state, West Burlington, Notre Dame. Kind of break down that one. What went well for your team?
I felt like we were just able to spread them out, and we were very aggressive. And we sort of just spread them out and then brought balls into the middle and could finish them off from there.
Four goals for you on that game. Is that a career high?
Yes, it is.
Very impressive offense performance there. And talk about some team goals that your team set out at the beginning of the season, maybe where you're at with that. I mean, obviously postseason's just right around the corner. What are some team goals that you've seen throughout this season?
Some of our team goals at the beginning of the season would have been to win the conference tournament and also later on to make it to state. We've felt that we had a good chance this year. We have some talent and some experience, and we felt that we could get pretty far this year. And so far, one of those goals of winning the conference tournament has happened. So we hope that making it to state can also happen.
It seems like you had a really good 1-2 punch with yourself and Seth Denga. Obviously new this year to the club. Do you feel that you two have really created a good connection on the field?
Yeah, I do. I think that him coming has been a great addition to our team, and I feel like me and him have sort of bonded and had a really good connection on the field, sort of shown in the stat sheet.
So Coach Marcus Miller, talk about his style a little bit and how your team's been able to mold into what he's looking for, especially in this latter part of the season.
Marcus has sort of a calm coaching style. He's very calm, and he doesn't really yell at us too much, and I feel like that's good in helping us. He encourages us, and yeah, I just feel like his calmness and sort of composure has helped our team stay calm and get the job done.
So with soccer, obviously soccer there, you're also a basketball player, baseball player. Kind of what similarities do you see between those three sports?
I feel that you need to be dedicated for all of them, and they all take hard work in different areas. You can't just show up and expect to do well.
And with the baseball season starting up already, having to already juggle two different sports. Of course, you got the soccer now. It sounds like after the practice is done, you go over, hit a little bit for baseball. How have you been able to juggle kind of all that time?
I just sort of take a relaxed approach to baseball and sort of focus more on soccer at the moment, as that's what I'm currently doing. And then I just go over to baseball and try to work on my game a little bit, but not getting too stressed out about the upcoming season.
So obviously you have a life outside of sports. Let's kind of diverge away from that. Let's talk about yourself. I understand that you're recently on a choir trip to Pennsylvania. Talk a little bit about that.
About a month ago or so, our touring choir traveled to Pennsylvania to meet up with some of the other Mennonite high schools in the country, and we each had our own little performance and then sang as a big choir, which was a pretty fun experience to sing with that many people.
So you had the trip to Pennsylvania. You also took a trip to Missouri for your interterm. Kind of talk a little bit about that. Sound like you helped run a summer camp for children. Just talk about a little bit about that experience.
A few of us went down to Missouri, and we sort of just helped at this camp. It was called Camp David. We did anything they really needed. There wasn't any kids there at the moment because they're only there in the summer, but we sort of just cleaned up around the place, helped them build a new bathhouse. Just anything they really needed, we did for them to get ready for the upcoming summer with all the campers.
So when you're not on great trips across the country or sports, what do you like to do in your free time?
I like to do different things. I like to attend my brother's sporting events. I like to watch sports. Also, anything that a high school student would do, do things with friends, relax, stuff like that.
So you mentioned your brother. How competitive is that household? I know you come from a lineage of a lot of athletics. How competitive can that household be?
It can get pretty competitive, especially in basketball. My brother that's closest to me, Eli, he thinks that he can beat me a lot. So he likes to play me, and it can be pretty competitive at home.
So is your little brother able to ever beat you, or do you consider yourself kind of the king of the household?
I'd say it has a few times, but I don't like to admit it, really.
Well, it's not like you just admit it to everyone on the radio, right? So we're good. Well, Cole, last question before I let you go. Our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, prides himself on core values such as honesty and integrity. Cole, what are some of your core values?
I would have to say that honesty is one of my core values, as well as just sort of doing the right thing and being there for others and helping them through anything they might need. Also being responsible and being someone that other people can count on to do things that they ask.
Well, Cole, it's been fun talking to you. Congratulations once again on the honor, and good luck as we head to the postseason.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
That was Cole Hours, IMS soccer standout, joining us as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. We'll be back with more on the PM Sports page right after this.